Hey guys! Okay, it's another Friday and I'm here. I did not run away. Yes, your favorite Ibadan girl is here. Okay, so welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. You guys know I'm always super, 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 super excited to be with you. And my feelings towards you have not changed, yo. They're still the same. So last week on the podcast, we talked about Do You? And the feedback that came back were really amazing. Shout out to everyone that took their time to send me feedback. I do not take it for granted. I appreciate you all. Somebody acknowledged or admitted to the fact that she was guilty of always doing it to her friends and saying, "You didn't check up on me, I'm checking up on you," and stuff like that. But then I'm glad we all know how to do things better now, and we would always do things better. It's another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. You all know how we do our thing here. Talk about personal life experiences, we talk about friendship, relationship, life issues, and solutions to them. We do accolades, we do podcast takeover, and quite a number of things. On today's episode of the podcast, we are going to be talking about something quite different, like I always say. Okay, so on today's episode, we are talking about second chance. Okay, we are talking about second chance. Last week, I had the opportunity to go somewhere, and on my way, while on a bike, I passed through somewhere around Jericho, and I saw about, I think, 4 prisoners cutting grasses in blue uniforms. I didn't have to ask before I realized that, oh, these people are prisoners because of what they were wearing. I just passed through the site and it gave me chills, like, oh, okay. So while on the bike, I was just thinking, and it came to my mind, like, okay, if these people had a second chance to actually do things better, would they have done it? But then I could not go and meet them and ask them that, "Uncle, please come and share your story with me, I want to hear." So I just passed. Then while coming back, I honestly didn't have to pass that same route again, but I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit involved in it, and the bike man said he wanted to pass that same route. I passed through that route and I saw them again, and I had gone almost, let's say, 2 minutes more, and I just had to tell the bike man to turn back. So I turned back, I got there, I talked to the person that was in charge, and okay, let me just cut the story short. At the end of the day, I got some things for them and I just dropped it and I went back. But then it still came to my mind, second chance, second chance, second chance. And I just kept reminiscing. I kept thinking, like, if we had second chance to do some things, would we have done it in a better way? So today I'm going to be breaking it down to different sections. I'm going to be talking about relationship, friendship, spirituality, physical health, emotional, financially, educationally, and quite a number of things. So let's first start with relationship. Quite a number of us have been in some relationships and we would have felt that we could have actually done this thing better than this. We would have made mistakes, we would have made a lot of errors, and it should not have happened if so and so was in place. I'm sure some people can relate to it. Same thing as friendship. There are quite a number of friendships that I've actually seized. Still last week, and I saw a friend of mine. We used to be very close, like very close. I've gone to her house before. I'm sure my best friend can relate to this. Jason Oluwa, she's listening right now. And all of a sudden, we just faded. Someone I used to go to her house, we just faded. And I saw her last week and we didn't even say, "Hello, how are you doing?" You can imagine. Coming to think of second chances, I'm just like, would we have done that friendship better? Or what did we do that didn't make the friendship to work out? The same thing happens in relationships. The same thing happens when we come to our physical health. There are certain things that we feel like, oh no, if I had not done this mistake, it would not have happened. If I had loved myself better, this thing would not have happened. If I had treated myself better in my health, this skin, something would not have happened to me. There are certain things we always just overlook and we say, okay, we'll get a second chance to do them better. Oh no, don't worry, we will find another time and we'll be able to do it. The same thing goes when we talk about our education. There are certain times we feel like, oh, our courses we do in school, we are not supposed to do that course. Oh, if I had known, oh, I just wasted 4 years, I just wasted 5 years, I would not have done this. But then, don't worry, I have masters to do, or I can always come back, or oh, then we just live with it, and stuff like that. There are certain decisions that if we had the chance to do it again, we would have taken them with, or would have done justice to it than we did before. And the same thing happens financially also. There are certain amounts of money that we would have not spent on. You only live once. I said that, so what? Nimi Ojere, you only live once is the way. But then, I'm not saying we should not chill, but I'm saying that, there are certain ways that we would not have mismanaged our funds. We would have made better decisions when it comes to our finances. Also, spiritually, most people always feel like, oh, the grace of God is sufficient for us. We do not make mistakes spiritually. But then we can't overemphasize the fact that there are certain times you make mistakes. In as much as the grace of God is always there to always bring you back and He loves you in spite of all, there are times that we also sit back and think that, oh, only if I had known, I would have done it better than I actually did it. I'm pretty sure you guys understand what I'm saying. It's not like I'm just here to purposely make everybody feel, oh, mushy, 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 mushy. No, no, no. This is something that most times we always do not want to address. But what if we are not giving second chances? Just think about it. What if nobody gives you a second chance to talk to that your friend again? What if nobody gives you a second chance to try that course again? What if nobody gives you a second chance to even give you finances? What would you have done? Don't you think that the one chance you get, you really should put all your best into it? You should always do the best thing when you have that one chance that you have. Because so honestly, we need to be very realistic with ourselves. It's not every time you get a second chance. It is not. We need to know that we don't have to wait for a second chance. Do what you have to do now. Like I said last week, do you do certain things? Be like, do you check up on that friend just because you want to check up on them? Do you do it out of love and stuff? So if you feel like there's somebody you need to like talk to right now, just do it. You might not get a second chance to do it. You have the opportunity now. Make your very best use of that opportunity now and do what you have to do so that you don't have to say, I wish I had done it. Second chances exist, but not always. Looking at the prisoners, they must have said, oh, I wish I had done it in a better way. I wish I didn't have to steal. I wish I didn't have to lie. I wish I didn't have to rob a bank and stuff like that. But then they don't have a second chance. They only have a second chance after they finish their sentence. That is if they end up finishing it. So we need to take a look at ourselves. We need to sit back and say, okay, I need to do this thing right now. I need to get up and do something about this situation because I might probably not get a second chance. Do not lose any opportunity you get to do something right, because that second chance might not come. It might never come again. So I would love to hear from you guys. Do you have experiences of when you missed a first chance and you didn't get a second chance, or you even missed the first chance and you actually got a second chance to do things better? I would love to hear from you guys. Please send me your comments, your feedbacks, your contribution to my WhatsApp number, or you can send it to me on Twitter, you can send it to me on Instagram, on Facebook. You can even drop me a voice message on the Anchor app, and I would really love to hear from you because these feedbacks really mean so much to me. Until next week when we meet again on the podcast, I'm still your favorite Ibadan girl, Tamola. God bless you.